Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas power grid looks just fine today. KRLD News is tracking the grid free this summer, and this morning ERCOT says conditions are normal. Enough power to meet demand even during peak evening hours tonight. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center. The KRLD morning news continues with Heather Behrens and John Little.
After an extremely wet spring, this summer has been pretty dry. Drought conditions are back. And the Texas A&M Forest Service tells our partners at NBC5 they're preparing for a breakout in wildfires.
While we are experiencing more fires here in this region, other parts of the state may not be. So we may be bringing dozers from, say, southeast Texas or far west Texas, places that might not be having a lot of fires right now. And they're going to come and staff with us here in northwest Texas so that we have an increased capacity to respond to wildfires.
Tarrant County has recently issued an outdoor burn ban.
Well, be careful that your feet don't burn up. It was 107 Monday, 103 yesterday, but there are still some gluttons for punishment in North Texas. Do you ever see those people working out in the heat of the day and wonder, what are you thinking?
Yeah, all the time.
They are thinking. They're
crazy. Our partners at NBC5 caught this guy out on the Katy Trail for some reason.
Scorching. Literally right now, burning up, but you know, it's a good time to get a workout in.
I guess, as we've been telling you this week, experts say if you're going to be out doing work or working out in the middle of the day, water's just not enough. Make sure you have a drink with electrolytes.
Stay inside. Do the treadmill. Watch a show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do the smart thing.
You do you. You do whatever works.
All right, boo.
Well, you might remember we told you about a UPS driver getting sick in this triple-digit heat. Today, Teamsters are taking action in McKinney. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
Teamsters say a driver had to take a truck without air conditioning from Longview to the UPS Center in McKinney last Friday. They say he passed out from the heat and crashed into a tree. The union says UPS is dangerously behind a contract issue where they agreed to replace 28,000 trucks with new models with air conditioning. So they're holding a rally this morning outside the UPS office blocks off Highway 75 in McKinney. They'll be holding signs like UPS disrespects drivers and make UPS feel the heat. A UPS as it cares deeply about worker safety and is working with authorities to investigate what happened. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We may not be dealing with the extremes that we did earlier this week, but the lights are staying on still, and they have all throughout the summer. Pablo Vegas, who heads up ERCOT, says there's a good reason we have not had calls for conservation.
Significant additions of energy storage resources, solar resources.
More consistent levels of power have been available to the grid because of things like the solar resources that Vegas mentioned. Texas not quite out of the woods yet. There are excessive heat warnings west and south of DFW today.
After an extremely wet spring, this summer has been pretty dry. Drought conditions are back. And the Texas A&M Forest Service tells our partners at NBC5 they're preparing for a breakout in wildfires.
While we are experiencing more fires here in this region, other parts of the state may not be. So we may be bringing dozers from, say, southeast Texas or far west Texas, places that might not be having a lot of fires right now. And they're going to come and staff with us here in northwest Texas so that we have an increased capacity to respond to wildfires.
Tarrant County has recently issued an outdoor burn ban.
Well, be careful that your feet don't burn up. It was 107 Monday, 103 yesterday, but there are still some gluttons for punishment in North Texas. Do you ever see those people working out in the heat of the day and wonder, what are you thinking?
Yeah, all the time.
They are thinking. They're
Our
crazy.
Our partners at NBC 5 caught this guy out on the Katy Trail for some reason.
Scorching. Literally right now, burning up, but, you know, it's a good time to get a workout in.
I guess, as we've been telling you this week, experts say if you're going to be out doing work or working out in the middle of the day, water's just not enough. Make sure you have a drink with electrolytes.
Stay inside. Do the treadmill. Watch a show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do the smart thing.
You do you. You do whatever works.
All right, boo.
Well, you might remember we told you about a UPS driver getting sick in this triple-digit heat. Today, Teamsters are taking action in McKinney. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more.
Teamsters say a driver had to take a truck without air conditioning from Longview to the UPS Center in McKinney last Friday. They say he passed out from the heat and crashed into a tree. The union says UPS is dangerously behind a contract issue where they agreed to replace 28,000 trucks with new models with air conditioning. So they're holding a rally this morning outside the UPS office blocks off Highway 75 in McKinney. They'll be holding signs like UPS disrespects drivers and make UPS feel the heat. A UPS says it cares deeply about worker safety and is working with authorities to investigate what happened. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Meanwhile, at the DNC last night, Texas was in the spotlight for a few minutes. Democratic Party Chair Gilberto Hinojosa.
Texas cast 3 votes present and 263 votes for freedom. For the future, for the first woman to serve as the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris!
Corpus Christi native Eva Longoria spoke briefly, as did Cecile Richards, the former president of Planned Parenthood and the daughter of late Texas Governor Ann Richards. And a big announcement from a Dallas woman at night two of the Democratic National Convention.
Because I found a way to access abortion care, I am pregnant again. January, just in time to see Kamala Harris sworn in as president of the United States.
That news had leaked out from Kate Cox, but she made it public last night to the world. You may remember when she sued the state of Texas late last year. She was denied an abortion. Cox's fetus at the time suffered a rare condition that would have left it with little chance at life and put Cox's future reproductive health at risk. Cox left Texas to have that abortion.
Vice presidential nominee Tim Walz and former President Bill Clinton will headline the third day of the Democratic National Convention tonight. Other Wednesday night speakers, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Maryland Governor Wes Moore, and former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. Convention organizers have dubbed the theme for tonight a fight for our freedoms.
And we're covering the DNC just like we did the Republican National Convention last month. Former President Donald Trump laid out his plans to crack down on crime if elected at a campaign stop in Michigan yesterday. And he promised to make more use of the death penalty, promote stop and frisk policies, and shut down the southern border. He also attacked Kamala Harris's record as California's attorney general.
Kamala Harris will deliver crime, chaos, destruction, and death. If she's allowed to be the president of the United States, you'll see levels of crime that you've never seen before. I will deliver law, order, safety, and peace, and I will protect those who protect us.
Today, the former president is holding his first outdoor rally since his assassination attempt last month. He'll be at an aviation museum in North Carolina.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Din Crowley, a 15-year-old boy, is dead over a video game and smack talk.
Family and neighbors sharing the same reaction to the death of Tavion Swindell. On Sunday, Swindell was at this house on Celeste Drive in Crowley, the home of his mother's friend and her husband, Devin Jones. Arrest documents from Crowley police say inside the home, the suspect Jones was playing video games with Swindell. Words were exchanged, commonly associated with smack talking. Jones then pulled a gun out and placed it against Tavion's chest, and the firearm discharged. Neighbors say the street soon filled with police cars.
Saw them put somebody in the back of the ambulance and take off.
Swindell was taken to JPS Hospital, where family rushed to his bedside, some of them arriving too late.
That's NBC5's Keenan Willard reporting. Jones is charged with murder. Extra counselors will be on site at Southwest High School to help Tavion's fellow students deal with his sudden loss.
The Dallas City Council will discuss guns and the State Fair of Texas today. KRLD's Austin York has a preview.
When the fair banned guns from this year's event, Attorney General Ken Paxton warned he'd sue the city to block that policy. Today, the council will meet in closed session with the city attorney to discuss their options. Paxton gave the city 15 days to respond to his initial letter, or he would see them in court. The rule change was implemented this year after a man shot three people at the state fair last year. Fair officials say other big events like the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo and the San Antonio Livestock Show and Rodeo have similar gun bans. So far, Dallas police and the Dallas mayor have yet to respond to Paxton's letter. The State Fair of Texas begins September 27th. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Police say some criminals were looking for people to rob in the Victory Park area of Dallas. A grand jury says they will now face capital murder trial. KRLD's LP Phillips has the story.
Isaiah Simmons, Latravian Wary, and Christopher Gaines, along with two juvenile girls, are accused of chasing down 18-year-old Jake Reynosa last month, shooting him in the back, and then taking his cell phone. This all happened in the early morning hours of July 14th near the American Airlines Center. According to a police affidavit, the group was driving around the downtown area in a stolen car looking for people to rob. Reynosa was with a group of people. The report says the girls got out of the car and tried to distract Reynosa's group. When two robbers appeared, the victims ran. Reynosa was shot and killed. A grand jury indicted the three men for capital murder. The girls are in the juvenile court system. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And a former North Texas city administrator admitted she stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from that city and now will go to prison for 15 years. According to the Wise County Messenger, Tony Wheeler stole more than $650,000 from the city of Aurora over 5 years. Police started to investigate her after Aurora City Hall was destroyed by a fire back in 2021. She was a suspect in the fire, but was never charged. As part of the plea deal, she has to pay back $250,000 and will have to give up some property she owns.
Copper thieves are increasingly causing mischief. The Garland Police Department is asking the public if they see something to say something. KRLD's Kristen Diaz has more.
Be on the lookout. Copper thieves are striking during the day and at night.
They'll go to any length using pole saws, hand saws, ladders, even climbing utility poles.
Garland Police Lieutenant Pedro Barano announcing in a new PSA posted to social media, these thieves are giving the impression that they are official workers using hard hats and vests, but they're going to great lengths to get low-valued copper, causing much more destruction. He says Garland PD is working with people and businesses in the area to catch these criminals.
So some of these copper thieves take them to recyclers, but there's other areas that they take them, and we work hand-in-hand with these locations. Many times they require an identification, and they also have video surveillance that allows us to see who these suspects are.
They are urging the public to take pictures and video and report them immediately if they see them in action. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You know, given how hot it is, you'd think that these thieves would be putting the copper back in the air conditioners, not taking it out
Absolutely.
Of the air conditioners. It's crazy.
The Texas Rangers were unable to secure a three-game winning streak, dropping game two of their series with Pittsburgh. KRLD's Tristan Ryans has your breakdown.
A tough day from the plate as Texas would only land three hits, one apiece from Josh Smith, Josh Young, and Carson Kelly. From the bump starter, Cody Bradford suffered his first loss of the season. going 7 innings and allowing 3 runs on 5 hits while fanning 8 Pirate bats in the 4-0 loss. Post-game comments from skipper Bruce Bochy.
You know, Keller, he had his good fastball tonight. Two-seamer, four-seamer, mixing in his off-speed pitches effectively, and we just couldn't get it going.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, get your jokes in now about maybe Cowboys coaches being in the hot seat, but a fire in an empty guest room at a hotel in Oxnard, where the Cowboys stay for training camp in California, broke out on Tuesday. Thankfully, there were no injuries. The fire was contained to that single room. Practice activities were not disrupted. The Cowboys have 2 more workouts before breaking camp on Thursday. Dallas Wings playing the first of 2 straight in Brooklyn against the New York Liberty last night, and it all came down really to the first quarter and the fourth quarter. Liberty outscored Dallas 26-16 in the opening frame, went on to win it 94-84. Wings all-star guard Arike Ogunbowale says it also came down to a bad night on the boards.
I feel like we got, you know, initial stops, and then they would get a lot of offensive rebounds, and they were scoring off those. So if we can keep them to one shot, get the rebound, and get out, it might be a little bit closer.
The Wings got out-rebounded by 19 in the loss, and they play New York again tomorrow night. Dallas 5 games out of a playoff spot, 13 games left in the regular season.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.